Yeah, it's something new, but I ain't no new kid. So don't fool yourself with garbage that you did. Ain't nothing changed, so don't act strange. I'll chew through your crew, so get out my range. Cause I'm calling shots while I make my appearance. No interruptions, no interference. So turn it up loud and let the bass thump. Give me the mic and watch the whole place jump. I kick a swift rap, sign the gift rap. So zip your lip, I ain't with that riff crap. I go for broke with the rhymes that I wrote. Flow quote for quote, even hit the high note. Rick bitch the chicks, I tricks the Vic. So sway to the way K plays the mix. Cause it's take me to the entrepreneur. For sure, it's raw, literature hardcore. I'm light, but not white, quite bright. That's right, a parasite, white. I'll invite the fright night. So let it be known, the rap tone I own. So leave my bone and my microphone alone. I get paid, my levels get slayed. You're going out like a roach, I go out like Raid. I won't back up or freeze up, slack up or ease up. If that of you is cold, chewing MCs up. I get raw with the rhymes I develop. So all of you suckers, shut the oh, I'll bend your chin and grin, you can't win. So spend 10 to get in, then get 8 for 10 then. Cause in a battle, I get rambunctious. So take heed, no need to pop junk. Just step, step, and bow out gracefully. Cause if not, then my man, your face will be damaged. In other words, sis, he hurt. This ain't Sesame Street, I ain't Ernie or Bert. When I'm through with you, your crew will be residue. So just get out my face, is what you better do. You want a brawl, just call that all. But if you don't come right, taking a fall, cause it's about to begin. Prepare to take notes, grab your paper and pen. As I teach and preach and reach any or each parasite or leech, the you will impeach. I stomp the car, terminate the frauds, while the crowd applauds for the Lord of Lords. I kick off like a ninja, beef and I'll send you home with broken bones, cause suckers I injure. And when I'm through, you can pass the brew. But for now, I got work to do. So no time to wait, don't debate or procrastinate. I'm ready to great cause the fans I fascinate. Shots are called, plugs are installed. This is a ball, now it's time to brawl. Suckers get played out, walk slips are made out. Punks get laid out, and K-Wiz the fade out. Fade out, away with those who come frontin' here. What is you stupid? You can't get nothing here. So play your room or be doomed to rot in hell. You cold booty, you softer than cotton now. Think you can get this, boy? Don't be ridiculous. I shoot more gift than St. Nicholas. Men pretend to win, but then the K begin to spin and blend again and again. With a distinguished style that you can recognize. And I fail to understand how the heckin' guys borrow and bite and not have a guilty conscience. Then grab the mic and recite silly nonsense. Battle of you, you must have flipped your lid. Cause I'll take your pride like a stick-up kid. Bodily damage is done for those who try to stand close. While I swing and sing as smooth as Luther Vandross. Vandross, 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 and vowels. And while I move the crowd, you move your bowels. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, yo, girls, tell them what this is.
There you have it, folks. Platinum, brand platinum, new Granddaddy platinum, IU. You're listening platinum, to The Ryan Show FM right here in Bingtown.
Bingtown.
Or New York City, as it as we call it tonight.
All day. You know, we come to town.
That's right. Def Squad Studios in the house. Man, it's cool recording here because we get to pick up the background noise from everything else that's going on. You can hear
bass.
That bass is crazy, right?
Rob Waller on the bings, baby.
There's nothing like going in there, too, because every time I notice people go to work with rock. So part of the process is Rock will sit you down and show you like 20 beats that he's already like been working on.
That's right.
With all types of like top of the line artists. He's done stuff with like Nicki Minaj that hasn't come out yet.
Hell yeah.
Crazy.
Crazy.
The music that's just sitting on these hard drives around here. But
imagine.
But, yeah.
I could only imagine.
We got to get you in here too for something like that.
Hell yeah, man.
You know the Ryan like, Show's a rap group now too. I don't know. Yeah. Not everybody knows that. But Mr. Cheeks has influenced us.
Yeah.
We were under the influence, ironically enough. Ryan, the rap group. And we hopped on the mic and we actually made our first ever song called Fucked Up Dude. Don't worry, I'll beep it out, Boston. Relax. It's gonna be beeped out. Fucked Up Dude is the name of our first track. And it's actually a song about all of us just doing what we do best and getting a little bit lit up. And yeah, classic song. We've actually played it.
Up, dude.
Yeah. Cheeks, do you remember your verse? Because Cheeks' verse is just fire. It's just like, it's pretty much, I don't know if it's a day in the life of Mr. Cheeks, like going out late with his two idiot friends, Ryan and Hampton's Dave, getting too messed up, showing up 5 a.m. in the girlfriend's car.
Who is Hampton's Dave?
Hampton's Dave is actually the other co-host of the show. He's the heavy set white fellow. Hood Dave, as Mr. Cheeks calls him these days. You've seen him probably at the actual live broadcast. He's the other guy up there with the food stamp hat.
That's a cool ass name right there.
Yeah, it is.
Hampton's Dave.
From the Hamptons.
Wow.
He's a cool ass dude. He's out socializing right now. Normally he's sitting here with us doing this thing, but he's a socialite actually. It's funny, when I actually pitched this show to like syndicates to try to get it picked up, I'm like, yeah, well, we have, you know, Mr. Cheeks from the Lost Boys, and we have the socialite, Hampton's Dave, and they just give me, like, the people's eyebrow, like I give. They're like, what are you talking about? Google him, damn it.
Google him. He's
actually famous?
He's a socialite. If you want to get to that famous, yeah, this is once again the argument. Hampton's Dave thinks he's incredibly famous, and to which Mr. Cheeks constantly shuts him down. This is both on and off the air.
Word.
A recurring battle that's going on between these two. Davey versus Goliath, as he likes to call it.
That's got to be hilarious.
He's having fun. He's one of my friends. And Dave, he always doing it, though. He be chilling, you know what I'm saying?
He is. He's all right, that happens, Dave. But, so your new music.
Yeah, man.
And you're producing all this yourself?
The whole entire joint. I'm not even spitting on nothing. It's just me on a production joint, and I got everybody. I got a little bit of everybody. I got, like I said, I got Cheeks. I got OC from Digging in the Crates. I got Fame from MOP. I got Rod Digger. I got Bumpy Knuckles. I got Sadat X. I got Large Professor. I got Craig G.
You got a hip hop album.
I know I'm forget. I got Prince Poe.
Prince Poe.
I got Babs Bunny.
Oh, you got Babs on there. Okay.
That's my sister. I love Babs. Nice. Are you crazy? Yeah, wow. Man. I got Marquis out there.
Oh, you got Marquis. Another performer.
Sister of mine.
She's great. Love Marquis.
Yeah, and of course, I had to get, you know, the young dudes to mix in with the vets, you know what I'm saying? Because that was the purpose of the album.
Don't tell me you got a little Pump on there, one of these guys.
Never. Nah, I'm talking about people that I'm trying to, you know,
like
give
John
a shot
Jiggs.
To. John
like,
Jiggs. Yeah. Imp the God from Queens, you know what I'm saying? Shorty Shy, which is Prince Poe cousin. He nice too. He a beast, way too. I'll let you hear some joints from him. But join those tools like that, pretty much, you know what
nice.
I'm saying?
We should play another one.
So they can get
they can get some
exposure with veterans that they probably couldn't have got on, you know what I'm saying?
No, that's great. You're doing a great service to the genre of hip-hop, or I should say to the sub-genre. We were just talking about this earlier, how there is no genre of hip-hop. That's like lumping everything up as rock and putting country and all types of classic rock. You know what I'm saying? There's so many sub-genres to this, and I think that's what my problem with this whole top 50 list is that you're taking all of these different sub-genres of a genre of music and lumping it all together.
I see. I definitely know what you're talking about too, because like, just like if you go like watch one of the war shows and they be having like R&B singers in the hip hop category, and for motherfuckers that know, they're like, yo, what the fuck is this, man?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Mary
like,
say a rap on her record, she in the rap category. You know what I mean? Like,
TLC was, yeah, like, what the, that ain't no rap. It's like, you bugging out, man. Neo and shit in the rap. Come on, man. He's bugging out. But, I feel like the trap and the mumble rap, all that should be a whole different subgenre than boom bap. Boom bap, the foundation, the original that we do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They do that, that's different. And then this. The dude from my era that's trying to do that, to catch up and keep up with the young boys, come on, man. I'd be like, please don't do that, man. Please don't do that.
They could be shooting themselves in the leg because as a fan, say you're a fan of somebody like Mr. Cheeks. If Mr. Cheeks all of a sudden puts 20 tattoos on his face, starts wearing the tight pants, popping zannies, it's like you're going to lose your fans. Like, it just, right? It's crazy.
It's funny because you know that ain't happening. Yo.
Be like, don't worry. I'm not saying he's going to do it.
Then you look stupid. You look the old man in the club. You know what I'm saying?
With the tight jeans.
Yeah.
Like, what you doing?
With your knees out. You know what I'm saying?
Knees out.
Nah.
No, please refrain from that.
Funny.
Yeah, man.
Stop
doing foolishness.
I mean, also, I'm sorry to take it off of hip hop for a second, but as if you're in studio right now, you see Mr. Cheeks rolling up that sticky icky. I don't want to break any hearts right now, but I just heard actually this week that when weed becomes legal here in New York, it's going to stay illegal in Nassau County. Has anybody else heard this? They just actually passed this. And Nassau
That's
County, it is. It's crazy. And in fact, Suffolk County is trying to do the same thing.
Wow.
I know. I didn't even know they could group it up like that. Crazy.
They probably technically really can't, but they do what they want to do. You know that.
Yeah, that's really what it comes down to. They can just do whatever they want.
Like, yeah, Virginia. You don't want me to get started on that. We'd be here all day.
Yeah.
They're not even real government, actually, truthfully.
No, what do you mean? What do you mean? Actually, no, we could be here for a little longer. What do you mean? They're not really.
We ain't gonna do it.
Is this like how big a conspiracy are we talking here?
It ain't no conspiracy. It's the truth. It's history. Look up the 1861. The Congress adjourned was called sine die. That means without day. That means they basically dissolved the government that day.
Yeah.
And then they instituted the democracy. Democracy is nowhere in the Constitution whatsoever. If you read the Constitution, you go to Article 4, Section 4, it says every state in the Union is guaranteed a Republican form of government. Nowhere don't say no democracy. And the Constitution is what?
No, you're right. That's,
I'm just asking you a question. The Constitution is what?
The
law of the land.
Okay.
Am I right?
No, you're right.
The Constitution and treaties that's in force are the supreme law of the land.
Yeah.
That's Article 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry.
Wow.
But
yeah, you're right. They never do much. And you hear that all the time. Republic. It's a republic, which is what? We elect people to make the decisions for us, essentially, right?
But they're telling you this is a democracy.
Yeah.
And why do they supposedly go fight these wars over everywhere else to what? To implement, to bring in democracy.
Yeah.
Duh. Come on, man. If they already got their form of government, why the hell are you trying to bring your democracy there? They didn't ask for that.
Yeah, you're right.
Obviously, if you got it instituted by war, if you gotta bring it in by war, then obviously the people don't want that.
Yeah.
But we sitting here thinking that this is some cool shit they doing. We going to fight with them. Go United States. Come on, man.
I mean, that's because that's what they teach you when you're a kid, right? They teach you that we're the good guys. We're the world police. We go over there and we spread democracy.
They teach you a bunch of bullshit.
And they also teach you at the same time. These are the same teachers that were telling you to hide under the desk when a nuclear bomb comes and that you're going to be okay, you know?
Come on, man. You already know.
Crazy. Of course. Yeah, we have our qualms with you, government, if you're listening out there. Any psychos out there listening?
De facto government, that's what it's called.
De facto government. Okay, I like that. Sounds like a hard album name. De facto. Like that is hard. But yeah, hey, we could get into that all day. But yeah, you know what? Do some Googling, everybody. In fact, the next thing I want everybody to Google,
history.
Type in Illuminati backwards on Google and see what pops up.
What pops up?
And that's what gets weird. Everybody do it while we're talking so you can do it with me. All right, I'm going to do it with you. I'm going to pretend I'm doing it with you. If you type in Illuminati backwards, what pops up is the NSA website. We got some people in studio doing it. Nora knows. I think Nora actually was the one that showed me that yesterday, right?
Uh-oh.
Was it you that showed me that, Nora? You type in Illuminati backwards and the NSA website comes up. The National Security Agency.
Wow.
Crazy.
Why is that?
You ain't go to that party up in the woods, right?
Nah.
Right.
What are you talking about? The Bohemian Grove?
Remember the one with all them went up there back in the 90s?
Nah, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Nah.
You didn't go to the party in the woods either?
Hell no. I didn't go to no party in the woods.
Do you know anybody that went to the party in the woods?
You know a whole bunch of people that went to the party in the woods, man. See what it is. You know.
You can't name names, though, I guess, no?
That's a part of the game.
Oh. Damn.
Man, like, okay.
That ain't kinda, part of the game.
He probably went to the woods.
Ryan was in the woods.
Hell no, I was not in the woods, damn it. Keep me out of the woods.
Man.
Oh, my Lord. Well, Matt, I think we should actually play some more of your music.
Yeah, let's do that.
And if there's any other thing you want to plug, we have to move on with this program. Unfortunately, we're gonna have you back though. Now that we've had you in here once, we're gonna make you a regular on this thing, especially because you live pretty close by, right?
About 40 minutes away.
All right.
I mean, I'm in Nassau County. It's suffer.
Oh, I feel bad for you. Once it's legal, you're not smoking.
I'm gonna smoke all the time.
This is not gonna be the last time that you hear Granddaddy IU on this program. In fact, we actually have a weed spinoff that we're doing, a 420 spinoff.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna formally invite you to be our second guest.
Okay.
While you're right here on the air, and this is going to be filmed in the next 2 weeks.
Where's gonna be at here?
Right here.
If it's a 420 joint, I mean, we could smoke in this mug.
It's sponsored by Stone Pizza. Oh, yeah, we could smoke it's edibles, the whole thing.
I'm talking about here now, like in here.
You know what? The principal's not here to yell at us, right? I don't see E around here. Yeah, I mean, I don't see E. I don't see. Yeah, I guess we can just go out.
Oh,
all right. Well, we'll see.
I'm saying, y'all talking about a 420 joint.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's not going to be filmed in this very room. It's actually going to be. We got to
be in the smoking room.
We got a full studio on the other side. We got to show you.
Screen. You want to do a video? You pull your car in, ding, ding, all type.
Oh, word. All that fancy.
Yeah.
People that have viewed my Instagram story, Cheeks' Instagram, they see this wall with Fetus's work. Not a literal fetus, but the artist named Fetus.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he did all that crazy graffiti in there.
I love graffiti.
We got the green screen in there for when we do our new show that we got coming up.
That's right.
And
what's the name of the show?
The Ryan Show, also. We're real creative here. We're super creative, as you can tell, when it comes to naming things.
We got like an iPod, we got a video,
We're moving up to the big boys. We're not going to the woods, though, don't worry.
What about the Ryan Show star, Mr. Cheeks?
That is a thought. You know, I was thinking.
He wanted to give me the show.
The Ryan Show with Mr. Cheeks is an idea.
Yeah, put my man name up in there, man. Have my man like the mascot.
I kind of like it while I'm at, though. But
that's the thing. It's like I've offered it.
Yeah, man.
I like just chilling, though. You know.
Yeah, man.
He doesn't have to be here. Then that's all. He can take his time off.
The same way, you know.
Still, man. You building your legacy, man. You building your legacy. That's, you know what I'm saying? This is going to be a good look.
There is no Ryan Show without Mr. Cheeks.
Exactly.
There is no Ryan Vernell at this point without Mr. Cheeks. Said this, right? I mean, what am I going to do?
I'm sure he gave y'all credibility.
He gave us the street pass.
Right.
As they say.
Exactly. That's right. So,
and we gave him the Hamptons pass, you know?
Right. Okay. So what?
Cold chilling out there with the snow pass.
Cold chilling.
Yep. I'm on the boat there. Exactly. On the bodega.
Yep. Exactly. So yeah, it all works out. It all works out nicely.
Spread the love.
Exactly, and yeah, we're gonna take you over to that studio to show you around.
Yeah, I want to see that
too. You gotta see. Definitely. You gotta go in there, rock wild at.
Yeah, I seen. He was in there playing some new Brandy and Ray J joint over there.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Brandy and Ray J.
Rock Wilder, the Quiet Storm music.
Rock Wilder, get it down.
Doing it.
He does indeed, and you can listen really close, and you can probably hear him right now.
I hear it.
You can hear it right now.
I hear it and I feel it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Folks, you are listening to The Ryan Show FM with Granddaddy IU.
Yes,
and Mr.
Indeed.
IU, if you could just play, plug that Instagram just one more time for the folks out there.
Oh, Granddaddy_IU.
It's that simple.
And Steady Flow Enterprises.
Steady Flow Enterprises. Go follow them too.
Yeah.
You already know my Instagram, Mr. Cheeks' Instagram. Just Google it, people.
Baby.
Say it all time.
It's Car Service Anton too.
Car Service Anton.
Yeah, yeah.
There's the plug.
If you wanna get a chauffeur ride to the club or whatever have you. You don't want to drink tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Is it that same car you pulled up in?
Yeah,
dude, that's
suburban.
That's a nice suburban to pull up in too. It's not easy to back park into one of those spots out there, but hey, more power to you. Yeah. It's nothing. See, he's a paid professional.
Silky Anton.
Silky Anton. Oh man. Well, dude, thank you for coming through. It's been an awesome first time. We're gonna get you back here again soon.
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And for your music, where can they find your new music?
It ain't out yet. It's about to be out on all platforms and all that. I'm gonna do the the physical too. You know what I mean?
Oh, and the physical too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Nice. Absolutely, right. Man. It's called The Essence, by the way.
The Essence.
The Essence. Mm. Yeah, taking it back.
Nice.
You know, you need to come on and join us over here on Squad Streaming, brother.
Oh, that's another conversation that we might be able to have. We're just the artists. We're just the artists, Cheeks. You know, we're not the the big brother. Like they say, we're not the guys dancing in the woods.
No.
You're listening to The Ryan Show FM with Granddaddy IU and sir. Mr. Cheeks. Shout out Hamptons Dave, who's out there socializing. And our man, I'm sorry, one more time.
Car Service Anton.
Silky Anton, in the building.
This is on Instagram.
Yeah, Car Service Anton.
Car Service underscore Anton.
Don't forget the underscore.
If you need a ride when you done off.
Yeah.
You know, don't want to ride home. You're in Suffolk County. You already know. Wherever you're at, hit him up. Let's get
City,
it.
City, all that.
No matter where you're at.
Trips or whatever.
Yeah, if you're in, you what about Boston? Will you take the ride out to Boston?
I'm near.
You're there? Wow.
I take people out to Boston.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's like a legitimate car service. Wow. All right. So there you have it. Hit him up. You got the Instagram.
Brand new. Now you do.
And we will be back brand new. Granddaddy IU playing right now. Let's go.
Granddaddy IU.
Otherwise, nah, I don't fuck with them other guys. Real feel, homie. We are some of the toughest gun busting and send me orders for mufflers.
Come on,
bring it back. Show these niggas what the deal like. This ain't rap, this is me in my real life. I'm the type to jump off, spin around, hit your ass 2 times and watch your head jump off. Don't get your life gone, trying to get your hype on. Grow a daylight, I still turn your lights off. Street veteran, ain't no beef settling. The flickers I pop got a speech impediment. Like, get the fuck off me. Trauma laws, the tomahawks, I'm an offspring. Steady flow, we burn block for the steady dough. Yeah, we on a whole different level though. What's up?
This what I'm about. Body something quick, no doubt.
Pop's been running through my veins ever since. Grab the mic and represent.
Baddest of them all.
Nah, I ain't rocking with the mother heifer. Nope. My size 9 on they neck, that's some mother pressure. Let me cook, break Quan with that chef special. White label, no Scott when I test pressure. Only seat at my table if you buy me lunch. Only torch I'ma pass is for lighting a blunt. They be all in the video, hyping for months. Then I come up the hiatus, get right to the punch. Trying to be queen, I'm B613 from a whole nother world. Stranger things, they don't want the smoke. They know she got licks. Run the ball, had a coach, make Eli sick, make Brady cry, make Cap take a knee. They say life's a bitch. I'ma grab it by the P, violate rappers like hashtag me too. Digga digga M.O.P. Know how we do. What's
surprise,
up?
Motherfuckers, it's me, the bar digger, bump nuts, spitting flames with fame. And raw digger, IU, send the boom back late. I scar niggas like American history books and bond whippings. I'm the author of this Bible of bars, my life is writing it. The answer is in songs, why bumpy body songs? Carved in a scribe, sent from a vibe. So when you kneel and put your hands together, pray I stay alive. The puzzle pieces to all my unreleases. The story you're gonna have to read to find out who this beast is. I choke you with your gun in your hand, you never squeeze it. I bet you catch this death quicker than you catch your breath. Believe it. Get surprise face because it's fire. Tell them Bumpy ain't got bars, you a f***ing liar. Rewind this from top so you can see why. The rap god, not rap king, cause kings die.
This what I'm about. Body something quick, no doubt.
Pop's been running through my veins ever since. Grab the mic and represent.
Baddest of them all.
Have returned, folks. You're listening live. The Ryan Show FM is back, baby.
Woo! All day.
And Mr. Cheeks, what a day it's been so far.
Nice day. Nice outside. Nice inside.
Conspiracy theories already.
Day.
I mean, we don't really talk about conspiracy theories much on our show, but today we got into it.
It came upon us.
Came upon us. So those that haven't Googled Illuminati backwards, do it. It'll ruin your day. We've already discussed this, so we're gonna move past this. We have maybe our youngest guest in quite some time sitting with us right now here at Def Squad Studios on Long Island. Actually, Long Island's own Tony Marino. Give it up,
Tony Marino.
Yo, what's poppin'?
What's going on?
Long Island Studio. How you doing today, Tony?
Feeling great, man. Feeling great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. It's a beautiful day out. It's summer. So, I mean, first off, we got to let the audience know that, you know, we did say you're our youngest guest. How old? You just turned how old?
I just turned 16, July 24th.
All right. Happy birthday. That's close enough to birthday.
Nice.
Thank you.
16. Man, what it was like to be 16,
you
Mr.
Ready?
Cheeks.
What?
Oh, my Lord. See, now, you two were in a similar situation. When you two were both 16 years old, you had a little bit of clout to your name. When I was 16 years old, I was just a creepy little pothead. So, unfortunately, you know, you're doing good so far for 16, I got to say.
And up and coming, about to put it on him, huh?
It appears that way. I mean, I see you're popping on IG, as they say.
Yeah, man. I got my blue check last year. It's been going crazy. I'm hyped for the future.
Oh, so nice. Last year you got the blue check too?
Yeah.
Nice.
Good.
That's it. So he's been verified.
Verified, baby.
Actually, Mr. Cheeks lost access to his account. We woke up next day and it's got a blue check. Then we got the account back. So see that?
Things
happen. We lost the account. He gets it back with a blue check.
Little shaking.
You gotta shout out the hackers that do that sometimes. Sometimes it all works out for you, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so 16, and I can only imagine what it's like to be 16 years old and being, first off, in this music industry. I mean, did you think that the music industry was going to be, I guess it's kind of life in the fast lane, right? It's a lot going on.
Yeah. I mean, it took like a few years to get to where I'm at now, but like it's just picking up. It's pretty dope. I like it.
And for those that are not familiar with your music, you're a singer, technically, right?
Yeah, singer, rapper. I do both.
It's kind of like a mix of the two.
Yeah.
Because like yeah, it's similar to that, exactly.
Talented dude, all bing bing dance, get it going.
Yep, exactly.
He's fresh, ready to go.
And you said you started at what age? Did you actually start taking this seriously?
I was around 12.
Around 12. And did you play instruments or?
Nah, just focused on singing. But then like as I got more into it, as it's like as it started becoming a career, then I was like, because I personally like rap. So I was like, I want to see what I could do. So
Now I got to ask you, as a 16-year-old, rap means different things for a 16-year-old than it does for a 29-year-old. And then it does for, I don't know how old you are, Mr. Cheeks.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Google it if you really care that much. But who are some of the influences that you had in rap?
If you want to go more modern, I'd say Drake.
Drake, okay.
Drake, Post Malone.
Post Malone, okay. A few more tattoos on the face of Post Malone than most of the rappers I listen to, but he is killing it, making waves. Yeah. Obviously, Post Malone is a top artist right now. Cheeks, do you ever listen to Post Malone? Do you know who he is?
I don't listen to him, but I know what he is.
You know who he is, okay.
Thanks.
And so how about in I wouldn't say the old school, but when it comes to more like traditional hip-hop, are you into any artists in that category?
I mean, as like, even since I was a kid, I've always liked Tupac and Biggie.
Oh, you good.
There we go.
You got that thing in
two staples. And yeah, so would you say that any of your music now is influenced by any of the old school stuff, or is it mostly by, you know, I would say newer hip hop?
I mean, I say both because like, you know how like Tupac was always like an influential rapper, like speaking on like big topics, like serious things, like relatable things, and I try to incorporate that into my music too. Like my song Fake Friends is like, I wrote that because I was inspired, because like I know everyone has like those friends that like switch up on you, do like all these,
we've all got them, things. So, and get used to it, the bigger you get, you're gonna see more fake friends.
Yeah, of course.
Groupies.
That's why a circle just gets smaller.
That's the way to do it. And do you notice that, like, as you said, you've been writing a song about it, you see that, you notice your circle is getting smaller the deeper that you get into this industry?
Yeah, for sure. Because like you discover why people are with you, why they mess with you and everything. So
yeah, I mean, it's at a young, you know, you're at a young age to learn all this. And I mean, you're 16. Are you still going to school? What's that situation like now?
Yeah, I still go to public school.
So. And you're still in public school?
Yeah.
So that must have been a whole nother experience.
That's
like,
crazy.
To be blowing up like this and still be in school?
Yeah, I mean, most of the people are used to it because they've seen me since I was like fifth, sixth grade, just like starting to pick up. But nah, it's still like, they're like, damn, bro, you're doing good. And then, yeah.
And who are some of the artists that you're going to be working with this year? Any like big names or anybody that you got a track coming out with or produced by?
Honestly, no, I'm not really. I'm not planning on features at the moment. I'm working on a lot of solo stuff.
That's impressive that you've done all this so far without any features. Because a lot of kids your age will just pay money to some like, you know, artist that's already made it. Somebody like, you know, Lil Pump or like Lou Got Cash. I see Lou Got Cash is doing a lot of features now.
Yeah.
You ever hear of Lou Got Cash?
Yeah.
Fun fact for those listeners that don't know, Lou Got Cash's father is Pretty Lou of the Lost Boys, right, Mr. Cheeks. Legendary rap group from the 90s.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
See that? Not, and it's crazy to me that not a lot of people know that. I went, I actually saw Lou Got Cash perform at FlexFest this weekend.
Right.
Trojan horsed my way in there, which I'll get into later on. We'll talk about that. But I went, I hit him with the LB fam shake, and he was like, oh,
Got him.
Got him with it. Mm-hmm. And then I made him put the L's up, too, in the picture. He was kind of like uncomfortable.
Exactly.
Like, but yeah, it's good to see that next generation taking that step and being creative. You're writing all of your own music?
Yeah, I mean, I started out like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I had help with writing because I was like a kid. I was getting into it. I didn't really have like a mindset on what I wanted to do yet. But last year in 2018, like the summer, I'm just like, nah, I just want to take this my own lane. Like, I want to make it more like how I feel.
What's your process? What's your writing process?
I literally just go online. I'll search on the like Beat Stars. I'll look on the website for hours and hours till like, even if days, like if I can't find one beat that like really like I vibe with, then I can't. I'll just like, all right, I'll come back to it later.
So you find beats like on YouTube when you look for your stuff?
No, Beat Stars.
Beat Stars, okay. Yeah.
Stars?
I never heard of Beat Stars.
It's a website. People just like lease beats, sell beats and everything.
Nice. All right.
So, I mean, once I find a beat that I really like the words just come to my, like, they just come to my head.
And how about the melody? Are you like, as far as writing, you're writing the lyrics, but are you also the music behind it too? The sing? Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. It's impressive that you're doing all that still. Cause you know, there are ghostwriters in this industry, especially nowadays.
Yeah.
I mean, there are always ghostwriters, but it seems like now people that are accepting the help of ghostwriters are penalized more. Because I look and everybody's been a ghostwriter. It says it on everybody's Wikipedia.
Where they've been writing for other people.
Yeah. Everybody says that they're a ghostwriter, but I wonder who people were ghostwriting for back in like the 90s. If everybody's been a
ghostwriter.
So you can't tell. You can't snitch. But that being said, it's you know, a lack of appreciation for the entertainer. People appreciate the people that create the work more, whether it's in rock or whatever else. So it's, you know, it's great you're doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you guys both recently performed in Queens. Where was that?
The City Field Stadium, Queens Youth Music Festival.
And that was pretty big, I imagine. City Field.
Yeah.
Was that the biggest crowd you ever performed in front of?
Pretty much. Yeah. Nice. I had another show that was pretty big in May at SOBs.
Okay. Nice. Shout out SOBs. That's always a good time.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Many a show down there. Hopefully they kept you out of the downstairs.
No, I was down there.
Oh, Stardust. Man. Yeah, it gets crazy downstairs at SOBs.
Very nice down there.
It does. It does get... You know, Mr. Cheeks stays posted in that back room. Oh, man. But so what was that like performing in front of such a large crowd?
It was dope. I mean, I was connecting with the people. They like me. Like, I gained my fan base, I guess you could say. So, it was overall pretty good.
That's, like, one way to organically do it, right?
Yeah, I think that's, like, the best way to promote yourself. Just get out there.
And do it in person?
Yeah.
Like, did you find that you started blowing up more through doing these live performances or through social media? Because you do have a very big following on social media.
Yeah, I mean, it's a mix of both. Like, you gotta keep promoting yourself. Keep, once you start building a fan base, you gotta keep, like, entertaining them, I guess you could say. Like, you gotta always stay like connected with them.
And how do you do that? How do you stay connecting to your fans and entertaining them?
I try to like DMs. I'll try to answer as many DMs as I can. I get a lot, but I just sit there all day just answering people.
Oh man, I bet you have some weird DMs too at this point. It's like you never know what kind of DMs. That's one thing that another thing artists never have to deal with. I've asked Cheeks, like, how did people get in touch with you back in the days? So you'd have to go through loopholes, right? You have to find, like, you know, you have to go through managers and. But now you can just literally hit up Cheeks in the DM and, you know, ask him whatever psycho thing you want.
Yeah.
I mean, I can only imagine some of the... What is the strangest DM that you've ever gotten so far?
I don't know. There's a bunch. I mean, I think... no, there's this one that I keep getting from, like... it's like the same message over and over again. I think it's like some hacker probably click on this link for my new photos. Like,
oh yeah, there's a lot of those. Yeah. Those are actually our fans over those in Ghana. Guys. Those are, we have a lot of fans in other parts of the world that are trying to scam us even.
Yeah.
Crazy. But yeah, yeah, I guess it's all part of the social media game. But yeah, that's great. So answering DMs is a way to get you know, interactive with the fans.
Yeah.
What do you have coming up this year? I know we have two new songs that we're actually going to be playing for everybody on the break. Tell us more. First off, the name of your most recent song is
Too Late.
Too Late. And what is Too Late about?
It's like it's a song about like a guy in a relationship with a girl. And he caught her like cheating, messing with another guy. So he left her, and then she misses him, I guess you could say. So she tries to come back with him, and he's like, "Nah, it's too late."
Isn't based on a true story, right? No girl's doing that to Tony Marino at this point. Of course not.
No one finesses me like that.
No, of course not. Okay, all right. Well, and how about the other track that we're going to play?
The other one, Juice. It's like
Juice, which is hard. Which is we actually were pulling it up on the Instagram, and we were playing the 1 minute audio clip. We're like, oh, okay.
I
like
that. Thank you. Yeah. Pops. I mean, I didn't. It's basically just like I always want to write like a hype club song, some people just rock to. But
he still got a few years to be inside of that club, though.
Yeah. I mean,
or not. We know how it is. You got to perform.
Yeah, of course. But I mean, besides that, it's just like hard work, grinding for the people you love, like making sure you're on top of their game.
Is that what motivates you? Is the grind and this hustle? Because you're, you know, once again, at 16, most people aren't really working that hard. They're just going to school, maybe working like a job that they get like after school or working over the summers. But you're building a legitimate career.
Not yet. Like pretty much all my free time.
So that's it. It's the sacrifice.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care. I'd rather be successful now. It's easier, and then have a better life in the future.
Smart, nice. Man. If only every 16-year-old thought that way. Yeah. And would you say your biggest motivation is success? Is it your family? What is it that drives you the most in this industry?
A lot of things. I mean, I want to do it because I want to just make my parents proud. I want to make my family proud. I want to be like supportive. I like to help other people. Like, but not like I like music too. Like, music's just like a part of me. I like being in the industry. It's dope.
And you can tell, and you know, when you perform that you're into it.
Yeah,
there's energy in it.
Yeah.
So that's great. And yes, you have a good supporting cast around you, which is good. That's always very important too. And you know, another thing too, hip-hop was based, you know, a lot of people were battling back in the day. Had beefs, rap beefs.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any sort of a rap beef or any confrontations with anyone else in the industry so far?
No. Nice. Never.
Nice, good. So everything seems to be kind of going nice in the right direction without any of the craziness. That's good.
Yeah, it's flowing pretty smooth so far.
Nice. And so what do we have to look forward to for the rest of 2019? Any big projects?
All right, at the end of August, I'm dropping this song called Romantic, and it's like a new type of vibe for me. It's like Drake, one dancey, like dance hall type of thing. Like, it's different. I put some Spanish words in there.
Do you speak Spanish or?
Outside of school, nah.
No, that's right. See, that's what school's for. That's why you're staying in school, so you can get some more words down. Okay.
More ragu.
Yeah. Makes sense. All right. And so look, it seems like everything is going in the right direction for you. And I actually met you through our friend Chrissy D.
Yeah.
What was it? So was that what? Have you been getting a lot of interviews lately? Have you noticed the interviews have been picking up more?
Yeah. I mean, ever since the Music Freak Radio one has been going, I got this one.
Yeah.
And then,
was that your first interview with Music Freak Radio?
Like a sit down? Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So you're getting that media training now?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. It's all part of it. I have none of it. I don't know if you can tell. I have zero media training. I don't want to bomb on my interviews and say the wrong thing. Well, it's good. It seems that you're. It seems like you're on the right path. And one more time, let's let everybody out there know your Instagram and your social media handles, because that's what matters most these days, apparently.
All right, so Instagram, everything is Tony Marino, TONEEMARINO.
And I got to ask, you're a fellow paisan, right?
Yeah, Italian.
Nice.
Half Italian, half Armenian, too.
And half Armenian. Ooh, that's a badass side of you. Armenian is not something to mess around with. Oh, oh, I see mom raising her head. Oh, God. Don't say the wrong thing to mom. Okay. Well, that's why your music's clean. I get it. That's great. Wow, awesome. Well, you know, I think it's time that we actually play some of your music. People have heard all about you here on 98.1 FM Boston. Is there anyone that you'd like to shout out before we start playing your music?
Shout out my parents for loving me. That's all. That's the most important people to shout out. Shout out for God. Shout out to God for the blessings. That's it.
That's it. Shouts to God. Shouts to the parents.
The kid is clean.
The kid is clean, baby. Wholesome. Man, I feel cleaner to sit here, Mr. Let's Chief. Had a filthy day in here today. Oh, my Lord. But without further ado, I say it's time we play some Tony Marino.
Let's get into it. Let's go.
Two new tracks. You're listening to The Ryan Show FM, starring the one and only Mr. Cheeks.
Let's go.
L's up, baby. A bit.
I got the juice. I got the juice. I'm on the crew. Finna get loose. Everybody know I'm in it. Counting all the digits. Nobody ever did this. Get the money, then I spend it. I got the juice. I got the juice. I'm with the crew, finna get loose. Everybody know I'm winning, counting all the digits. Nobody ever did this, get the money, then I spend it, yeah. Bustin' down, I finesse on a block, yeah. Diamonds looking clean, like I hit them with a mop. Watch on my wrist, telling time like a clock. Feeling like it's NBA when I'm throwing all these shots. Foreign drip unique, yeah. Why she look at me? Brody hit my line, he pulled up at three. I be going coast to coast, posted in the east, ay. You cannot compete. Take a seat, yeah. Back it up, told my shorty, back it up, ay. Stack it up, got the band, stack it up, ay. Pack it up, on a roll, pack it up, ay. Back it up, all the bands, back it up, yeah. Juice, I got the juice. I'm on the crew, finna get loose. Everybody know I'm winning, counting all the digits. Nobody ever did this, get the money, then I spend it. I got the juice, I got the juice. I'm on the crew, finna get loose. Everybody know I'm winning, counting all the digits. Nobody ever did this, get the money, then I spend it, yeah. One shot, need three, cut you up, you gon' bleed. Everybody know me, ride around through the streets. Graduated B-League, had to do it for the team. Flooded out, can't breathe, iced out for the breeze. Yeah, yeah, no money, bells blue. Heated up like it's full, bossed up on my shoes. I ain't no regular dude, chopping it up in the booth. You got homies, I got troops, stuck at the top like glue, yeah. Get it back. With my bros disappear, I'm a ghost. I got drip head to toe. Yo, go calling, she on O. And I'm doing all the shows with it foreigns. All I know, only rock designer clothes. Off the top, I got a flow. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. I got the juice. I got the juice. I'm on the crew. Finna get loose. Everybody know I'm winning. Counting all the digits. Nobody ever did this. Get the money, then I spend it. I got the juice. I got the juice. I'm on the crew, finna get loose. Everybody know I'm winning, counting all the digits. Nobody ever did this, get the money, then I spin it, yeah. Strong thing. Used to be the queen, but I always be the king. Thought that it would last, now you wanna pass. Too late, it's too late. Too late, it's too late. Nah, nah, too late, it's too late. Too late, you're too late now. Nah. I just fell in love with you, I can't believe it's real. Always did you favors, tryna show you how I feel. I be moving forward, but I feel like standing still. Said that you was down. We was on a block and I just showed you around my town. Girl, I couldn't take all of the things you put me through. I was standing in the rain trying to get to you. Why'd you have to lie? You said that you were right, but you walked up on my life.
brand new Tony Marino.
Brand new.
We break records here on the Ryan Show FM. And Tony, before we part ways, we've got to ask you, are you a Yankees fan or are you a Mets fan?
I mean, I'm not into baseball, but I'll just say Yankees because I have a Yankee hat.
Let's go. All right. You got the right hat. That's all right. Good. And I mean, a little bit more about you. Do you watch any sports? Are you too consumed in music at this point?
I mean, I used to watch a little college basketball and stuff before I went to sleep, but honestly, I don't watch TV.
Yo, you're focused. Yeah. That's the way to do it. There's only 24 hours in a day. If you spend it watching TV, you'll probably end up like me or somebody else doing something lesser.
You're good.
But no,
good.
No, you know, I'm just messing around. But yeah. So one more time, let's plug those social media handles for them to follow you. You got Instagram at Tony Marino. That's T-O-N-E-E.
M-A-R-I-N-O. Everything. Instagram, YouTube, all that.
Yep. Awesome. Subscribe. Follow. Check them out. There's some great new musicians out there, and we're going to be bringing them in, starting with this gentleman right here, this young gentleman, Tony Marino.
Nice.
Yep, yep.
And yeah, I think it's time that we get back to DJ Rye Boogie Rye on the Boogie. Ones and twos before we say goodbye to Boston, Mr. Cheeks.
Yeah, man, let's get out of here.
I think it's time. Tony, any last words?
Y'all know the vibes, man.
Y'all know the vibes. Let's go.
Let's go.
We'll be back.
Get my people out them chains. I mean handcuffs. Time to man up. Put my hands up. You saying, bruh? Cause I'm a black man in the Phantom. Or is it cause my windows tinted? Car cost 300,000 and I blow dough in it. You mad cause your daughter f*** with me on spring break? Well,
I'ma f*** her till spring break.
Roll another one cause I'm winning. In my photo, looking real photogenic. Gentleman attire in threads that won't expire. I'm in the class of my own, my teacher got fired. Money getting low, the rate keep rising. Versace outfit cost me 3,000. From the P houses, did it from the wee hours. Selling that chicken, no lemon pepper, no sweet and sour. First you get the power, then you get respect. I'm getting so much money, I can buy you. Take it how you wanna, if you wanna take it. I like clubs where all the women working. Fell in love with a waitress, what the f*** I'm thinking. Bought that f***ing ring, it was for a pinky. That's f***ing that slick. Got a bottle of cologne that costs more than your rent.
Y'all mad at me, folk. Got a black card and a black phantom with a white f***ing in Idaho. I do the same thing in
Montana.
Got a thick f***ing in Atlanta. Got a red bone in the shot. Got two chains, they two-tone, 200 racks, no lie. Ale Bumbaye, Ale Bumbaye. I'm about to rumble in the jungle in these new Kanyes. Ale Bumbaye, Ale Bumbaye. My lawyer threw them gloves on and beat another case. Y'all mad at me, folks, my belt got two G's on it. Her bag got two C's on it. My daughter stroller got D's on it. Whoa! Free Big Meech, free Boosie, and see murder. Like New Orleans, like Baltimore, come to Compton, you'll see murders. And my RC murders, that's beef, no burgers. I'm insane and you Usain, better turn on them burners. Got coke swimming in that glass jar, go turn on them. Got dope to sell in this hotel, no half price, no retail. You a no female, I smack freewheel. I'm on the block like D12, I got the white, no D12. Like a little in Africa, I was born tough neck. And that's real sh**, no Will Smith and no known the gate. But they yellin', Ale Bumbaye, Ale Bumbaye. Thank God that I seen another day. Ale Bumbaye, Ale Bumbaye. Got a chopper and a bottle, let him spray.
I take my case to trial, hire the dream team. Robbie Kardashian, Johnny Cochran, I seen things. I dream big, I think sharp. Inhale smoke, Hawaiian tree bark. Humble yourself, you not a G, keep it one with yourself. Running reckless for help, favors, I keep one on the shelf. I got rifles with lasers, swing it just like the majors. Hit you right above navel, now you swimming in pavement. Gold medals on my neck, I call it Michael Phelps. Selling in for less, I call them bottom shelf. Tough on them blogs and never did nothing at all. On the road to the riches, not tagging along.
Bless his ass in the thong, hit that bitch and I'm gone. Disrespect my boss and I'm flashing the. I'm waving the tech, spraying the Mac. Extend those in
in the back on the lap. I got a b- that look like Layla Ali sitting in my lap. Got a car from Skateboard, pick him up and lax. Speaking skateboards, where tune at? With him, I break a skateboard on the back. 2 Chainz.
Skateboard on the track. No lie, no lie, already got a plaque. Mama got a house, daughter got accounts. Just to think a n- like me started with an ounce. Bad bitches and D-boys, we bring them out. If them, we dish them, we clean them out. This the voice of ghetto intelligence. If you got work, go to work, don't work at your residence.
For presidents, work to Muhammad, that triple beam is heaven sent. Riding through the jungles in that elephant. That's a great ghost, great ghost. With them ends on it, swimming through the hood like it got fins on it.
Tell me.
You know I got that work on the foaming grill. Wait a minute, Zen made another meal. Got him feeling like Cassius Clay, Thriller in Manila. Won't it whoop his day? Ale Bumbaye, Ale Bumbaye. Thank God that I seen another day. Ale Bumbaye, Ale Bumbaye. Got a chopper and a bottle and let him spray.
Jim Jones, my man DJ Nasty in the house tonight.
Come on,
get ready, do it. Ma, I know you heard me in British Rob, but I get you bracelets till your wrist is throb. Just kiss the knob and put your meat on my stick like a shish kebab. Out mingling, heard that I blingy bling, but I run the circus like ring-a-ling. I'm the king of things. And your man, he a homo like jing-a-ling, jing-a-ling. That's life, hit him with the pow-ping. Pow-pow, 45, loud thing. Look wild thing, I do wild things. Make China stretch like Yao Ming. Ching Chong, I can hire Chow Ming. I'm bilingual, ma, I don't need a nickel, nah. Oh, you tickle, ma, cause your nipples, huh? Coming through your shirt, nearly reach your bra.
I see the hate in your eyes. Damn, them boys is too fly. The way we roll up rims or swole up ice or froze up sick. And why y'all acting surprised? Like we don't sell them pies. The way we hold up poppy, hold up mommy, roll up sick.
I know it's school and work, but you need to be schooled and work. Put my tool to work. I'm feeling your shoes, your purse. You get low on dough if you the first. I don't need you high like I'm high, but I need you fly like I'm fly. Fresh Louis Vuitton ankle, pastel Louis Vuitton rainbow. Threw on the Kango, threw on Durangos. Not from the Natty, but threw on the Bengals. Moved on an angle, like a bowling matador. The two going tangle. Shake your body, mommy. Move your body, hottie. It's true, I'm kamikaze. I'm moving the Maserati. They all poly, poly. Rude boy, dolly, dolly. I don't talk like they swally, mommy.
I see the hate in your eyes. Damn, them boys is too fly. The way we roll up rims or swole up ice or froze up sick. And why y'all acting surprised? Like we don't sell them pies. The way we hold up poppy, hold up mommy, roll up sick.
Lady, dry your panties. Damn, she wanna write a family. Tell them that I'm a diaper dandy and I got all type of candy. What's that Victoria's Secret? Here's La Perla, come peep it. This lingerie that you can honor, a Wonder Woman, woo wee, go on play. Like Cam Watch, like Cam Ring, like Cam Chain, like Cam Bling. Heard Cam sing, if a damn fling, goddamn ma'am, not a damn thing.
I see the hate in your eyes. Damn, them boys is too fly. The way we roll up rims or swole up ice or froze up sick. And why y'all acting surprised? Like we don't sell them pies. The way we hold up poppy, hold up mommy, roll up sick.
And Mr. Cheeks, all good things must come to an end.
Yeah, man.
Even this very radio program. But don't be upset, Mr. Cheeks. We'll be back next week.
All right, cool.
98.1 FM. You are listening to The Ryan Show FM.
That's right.
with your host, Ryan Vernell. And you know where to follow me, at The Ryan Show. Do I got to say it again?
Nah, man, I think you got to say it. But I say it for you. Follow me at The Ryan Show, baby. Let's go.
And Cheeks, we had a nice night. You know, we had Granddaddy IU. We had Legends.
No doubt.
Here with us. We got to learn a little bit more about conspiracies. We don't know what we don't know how many facts we were actually spinning back then. But the only thing that I know for certain is that spelling Illuminati backwards into a Google search engine will bring you to the NSA website. That is not a lie.
It's crazy.
That's not a conspiracy. It's just creepy, to be honest with you. Besides that, we had Tony Marino in.
Yes, sir.
Man, to be 16. To be 16 again, Mr. Cheeks. What would you do? What would you do if you were 16 in this day and age? First thing you do if you were 16 years old, 2019.
I'll be over there. Rocking with them bikes over there that you hear in the back.
Really? That's okay. Yeah, that's right. You're a motorcycle.
Some bikes.
I forgot you're a bike guy. How long have you been riding bikes for?
I don't know. Over 15 years, 20 years. Yeah, you know already.
Yeah, it's a fun fact. I didn't know. I don't know how many listeners know that you're a bike guy that can ride motorcycles and. I mean, I just learned
I just ride the bike. I don't do no wheelies and all of that. So,
yeah. Okay, so nothing.
Meek Mills be doing the L.
Yeah, I see videos of him doing that.
He be doing this crazy do it. But yeah, I just be riding from A to B. You know what I mean?
Yeah, all right. Well, that's what you do if you're 16. Okay.
That's what I be doing.
And that's like, yeah, that's, I don't know if I'd be riding bikes if I was 16. I don't know. I guess we'll never know.
We'll never know.
But good for Tony Marino. He's really killing it. And you got to see him perform at that Queens thing. Did you remember when he performed? Did he?
Yeah, I was on the side watching him.
See that? So he did stand out. So go ahead, follow Tony Marino on Instagram. Learn a little bit more about him. But, you know, folks, we're going to be back next week on this very same station that you're listening to right now. At the very same time that you're listening to right now. So don't forget about us. Be sure to download whatever app it is for the station that you're listening to and show them some love. Give them a review on the App Store. That's what it's all about these days, reviews, to get your app pushed up to the top. So show some love and follow us on our IGs like we said. Anything else you'd like to add to this program, Mr. Cheeks?
No.
I think that's about it, right? It's been a good day. And I think it's time that we have a good night. We've got our good friend Nora here in studio today. What up? I'm thinking Toka Tuesday tonight.
Are you going to take it up?
I might have taken a Toka Tuesday tonight.
Okay.
Shout out to DJ Tony Touch. Shout out to the dickhead that went after my vehicle.
Oh, man.
Good Lord.
Man.
All good things must come to an end, like they say.
So fun.
I know, it is. I know, even the downs are ups,
especially
when you stay high. So be sure to, light one up as we end this program, just like we're about to, and be with us again next week. It's been swell, Mr. Cheeks.
Yo, always, kid. Pleasure rocking with you.
L's up, and, like you say, a-bing.
A-bing.
See you next week, folks. We'll be back.